Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Hoorah! 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 I want to feel it. So bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor. Now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. I know it's the beginning of the week and it's not over yet. We got lots of empowering information, though, this hour for you. And we do have a quack report. But, you know, the first segment, first part of the show, we're going to be talking about how Americans can save billions of dollars. And, well, you'll just have to find out why and how. And also, if we get time, we're going to touch on some mineral health, you know, healthy minerals, and also some foods that are going to be really good for the heart, that's going to strengthen the cardiovascular. So we got all that coming up in a quack report. But hey, guess what? Coming up on Thursday when we're here, we're going to be talking with David Foreman. He's our retired pharmacist that's now into natural stuff. And he's got some things he wants to share with us, especially if you're trying to, you know, lose some weight, some things you can do to, you know, kind of get rid of those desires of foods that are going to put the pounds on. So if you got the munchies, he's the guy that's going to help you resist all that. So he'll be with us on Thursday. And then you know what? It's already March. And we have a kind of a full plate in March. We are going to be talking with John Monroe is going to be back with us. He's going to be back with us on two nights, actually. We did hear from some of the shortwave listeners that they wanted to hear John Monroe, and he seemed to be always on a night that they couldn't hear him. So he's going to be with us on Thursday the 20th and also on Tuesday the 25th. So for the shortwave listeners, the show of the 25th is the one that you're going to be hearing. Also, Dr. Carly will be with us on the 18th as usual. So we do have lots to talk about next month, which will be here in the blink of an eye, right? It's the time just seems to be a big blur. Big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our righteous men and women in the military, and I'm praying for all righteous men and women in America. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm asking for supernatural help, because things just keep getting more interesting by the day. I'll be kind and put it that way. So it's our job to ask the Lord for help. You know, if he does, fine. But, you know, it's our job to humble ourselves and seek his face and, you know, help one another, pray for one another, lift up the name of the Lord and bless it, because all the good stuff, all the things that are positive and good, all the credit goes to God every day, all the time, right? So mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, what do we have first in the quacker? Oh, some new research on smoking. Let's see. Apparently, researchers are saying when you quit smoking, it improves mental health. Mm. So smoking, of course, you know, causes some diseases like lung disease, even cancers. Researchers continue to study the effects of tobacco on the human body. But the latest research that they did at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis said that quitting smoking improved some physical health, but it also, they said, showed some positive influences on mental health. So clinicians tend to treat, you know, depression and alcohol dependence and drug problems first, and then they allow the patients to, if they're smokers, to go ahead and self-medicate with their cigarettes if necessary, because they don't want to interrupt the treatment, interfere with the therapy by asking them to quit smoking. But apparently, these findings, which were released on the 11th of February in the Journal of Psychological Medicine, they found that there's a direct correlation between quitting smoking and a better psychiatric outlook. So they're not really sure at this point if the mental health improves first and then people are more motivated to quit, or if they quit smoking, which leads to an improvement in, you know, their mental outlook. You know, they're not as depressed and that kind of thing. So, if you need a little help there, if you want to quit smoking, you might want to try an herb with sublobeline in it, which mimics nicotine but not the addictive kind, and that helps you stave off those cravings. You can find it in a product called Smoker's Helper at the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. We'll give out their number soon in a few minutes. Don't worry. Moving along in the quacker, let's see, FDA. I don't know. They just keep going, don't they? They're looking at getting an approval for three-person embryo fertilization. That's right. All right, federal health regulators are considering a provocative fertilization technique that could create babies from DNA from three people. The technique kind of raises some ethical questions, including whether the government should sanction the creation of genetically modified humans. But, of course, the opponents say, you know, designer babies, you know, parents customizing the traits of their children is, you know, not something they should do. Of course, researchers defend the position with gene correction. That's what it is, rather than gene modification. Whatever the term, you're playing God, really. So according to the lead researcher, Dr. Skorat Medipoff, if I pronounced her last name correctly. She said that they want to replace mutated genes because they're more pathogenic to humans, and they want to reverse them back to normalcy. So, Amita Putloff's research at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland, their staff has produced five healthy monkeys using DNA replacement techniques. So they're seeking FDA approval so they can start on a handful of women which carry defective genes, they believe is responsible for a lot of diseases in children. So they estimate 1 in 5,000 U.S. kids inherit defective genes, and they want to lower those numbers. Now, chief concerns about this whole thing, genetic changes created using this technique would pass down to future generations the changes, potentially spreading maybe unintended health consequences they just don't know. So, should be noted, there's like more than 40 countries, which include Germany and France, that have laws banning human gene modification, especially if it's passed on to future offspring. Moving along in the quacker, scientists have now devised new ways to remote control living organisms. Okay, so this is a report published in the Nature Communications. It shows that U.S. scientists are making some progress with remote control living organisms. So they've demonstrated this on monkeys, and they've been able to make a huge step forward in this process. But their goal, they said, is to help paralyzed folks regain control of their movements. It's not about, you know, having that creepy scientific stuff that controls all future human beings, blah, blah, blah. So Harvard scientists have been in process. What they've had is two monkeys. Their demonstration had two monkeys, and they wanted to show that they can transfer thought from one awake monkey through the spinal cord of another sedated monkey. And so the awake monkey could actually use the limbs of the sedated monkey to do all kinds of stuff. They put a joystick in his hand, and he was able to play video games and whatever. So scientists at Harvard Medical School installed a chip monitoring the ability or activity up to 100 neurons in the awake master monkey, and then they kind of connected all that those electrodes that were implanted in the other monkey. And so the goal is actually to have people who have brain stem and spinal cord paralysis, they want to bypass that injury part so that they can, you know, walk and feed themselves and carry on like normal. So it's a little bit of ways from becoming that reality, but they're getting closer. What else is in the quacker? California doctors refuse to perform back surgery on a man with Obamacare coverage. Problems with Obamacare include the rationed care, fewer doctors for growing medical demands, a new slew of red tape, delays people for getting treatment, confusing maze of doctors and insurance plans, and government rules, just complicating everything else. Okay, here's this guy, Chris, California mechanic, being denied. He needs some back surgery, can't hardly walk due to the pain. He's been searching for a surgeon who can accept him under his new affordable care plan, but the insurance coverage that he switched to under Obamacare is denying him back surgery because he's, quote, out of network. Well, how can you be out of network under Obamacare? Really? Well, his new covered California plan has given him very few options. Remember, it's a narrow network when you're under those plans. And it's a full-time job for Chris to find somebody. So in 2013, he and his wife had a Blue Cross plan, but they weren't going to be able to afford the increased premium. So it forced him onto the Blue Cross-covered California Obamacare plan, and they wanted to avoid all those high premiums. So there they are. They've got Blue Cross. They've got insurance, but nowhere to use it, basically. They located an in-network doctor under the plan. The problem is, even though the doctor they found was listed as a Blue Cross in-network care provider, he found out the doctor wasn't listed as a Blue Cross in-work neck care provider under the Obama version of the plan. So, yeah. See, they're not going to do it for nothing. And the government's not going to pay them to cover costs, so they're not going to do it. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, new research suggesting that one of the most popular antidepressants, Paxil, may actually contribute to cancerous tumors in women. That's right. A team of scientists from the City of Hope in Durante, California, they have this quick way to zero in on what drugs and chemicals are capable of disrupting human sex hormones to influence the development of progressive diseases like breast cancer. And their finding is that, women, 25% of the women that are under treatment for breast cancer are kind of depressed. So they sign them up for the serotonin uptake inhibitor drugs, the SSRIs, like Paxil. They're putting them at further risk of actually having breast cancer, say. So 25% of all women in the United States in their 40s and 50s are on some form of antidepressant, mostly the SSRIs. So FYI out there. You know what I do? I just take some valerian root. You know, if I'm anxious or depressed, forget the drugs, forget the breast cancer risk, and treat yourself to a little bit of a natural chill pill with no side effects or dependency. You know where to go, thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to save billions, and here's how we're going to do it. Yeah, spring is approaching, as you know, and people, they begin to add the calories in their food. They're dusting off their bathroom scale. They're breaking out their sneakers and their yoga mats. They're attempting to eat better and exercise. They want to lose some weight. That's what they want to do. So every day of the year, someone somewhere is dieting. It's estimated about 25% of the men and 45% of the women are dieting, and they're buying gym memberships and exercise videos, exercise equipment, and even some expensive food plans. And this amounts to like $40 billion a year on this stuff. So being overweight or obese is a problem, and it has become so commonplace that children think it's normal for adults to weigh in excess of 200 pounds. So children mimic what their parents do, and more children now are overweight, and they're going to run the risk of heart disease and kidney disease and hypertension and diabetes and cancer and dying much younger than their parents. So there has got to be a safer, less expensive, easier way to get in shape, to drop the weight, and to extend our longevity. So we're going to check this out, and we're going to save money at the same time. All right, first we're going to attack this exercise thing. Let's tackle the biggest hurdle first, and that's getting regular exercise, right? It is a requirement if you want to burn some calories and some fat. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. Now, one way to make weight loss a success is to factor in regular exercise, which will not promote, injuries to joints and will encourage exercise past the weight loss goal. In other words, it becomes part of the lifestyle. So there is really no need to buy expensive gym memberships. And there are many inexpensive and effective exercise videos that range in various levels of fitness, starting at about $20. So the routine should move the blood, tone the muscle for strength, and increase your stamina. And at the end of your workout session, there should be some stretching to help you avoid injury. Now, the minimum of 30 minutes is usually required, and after the weight loss goals are met, maybe a 10-minute maintenance routine you can use if you're short on time. So you want to keep going and stay with it, and soon you're going to find that your day isn't complete without your workout. You just get used to it, you like the way you feel when you're done, and you just keep going. Now, according to fitness expert and creator Bill Lean, expert and creator of Built Lean, his name is Mark Perry, he says this: people spend so much time and energy focused on professional and financial pursuits that they overlook the importance of their physical well-being, which, when neglected, causes more health-related and stress problems. So, guys, when it comes to exercise, you're going to need to be your own motivational speaker. You're just going to have that willpower. You're just going to have to do it. You can't just push it off on somebody else. You're just going to have to decide. See, that's where it is. Let me read you this quote by Art Williams. He says this, "I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm telling you it's going to be worth it." He's right. You're worth it, right? To be in shape, healthier, live longer, be here for your kids, your grandkids. And Mark Twain said this, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started." So you got to actually execute it. Got to do it. Can't just talk about it. Can't just think about it. Can't just plan it. You actually have to do it. All right, let's talk about the diet. You know, the word diet's a big turnoff. I don't diet. I admit, I don't. I adjust lifestyle. That's what I do. So a lifestyle will be more stable and permanent, which has, you know, a level of success built into it. So if you know that you can't resist potato chips, well, then don't allow them to come into the house. Replace the tempting foods with tasty and healthier substitutes to increase your success. Now, I'm not suggesting that you replace Oreo cookies with diet cookies that contain artificial sweeteners. So you want to set some limits and you want to stick to them, because this is going to empower you to reach your goal, which isn't just, you know, dropping a few dress sizes. It is to improve overall health with your new healthier lifestyle standards. Yeah, you're going to set some standards. You're going to have some standards, and you're not going to let anything come underneath that. You're going to say no, not below this bar, not happening. Let me read you a quote by Dave Barry. He's that comic guy. He writes those comics. He was talking about Albert Einstein, who discovered that a tiny amount of mass is equal to a huge amount of energy, which would explain why he was so eloquently putting it at a famous 1939 speech to the physics department at Princeton. He said this, "You have to exercise for a week to work off the thigh fat from a single Snickers." End of quote. Yeah, leave it to Albert to put it in perspective, right? And an unknown author said this, "Rich fatty foods are like destiny. They, too, shape our ends." Our back ends, I would say. And also this proverb, "To lengthen your life, shorten your meals." Right? So actually, you're going to have some standards, and you're going to have a lifestyle change, and you're going to have a plan, you're going to execute it, and you're going to motivate yourself, right? Well, let's talk about some foods and some herbs that are going to help you out, because our ancient ancestors knew a few tricks to avoid or even reverse gluttony or obesity. Now, from ancient Rome to Greece, the use of herbs helped the human body to lose weight, and it's well documented. So when impurities and waste material moves efficiently out of the body, it's less likely to cause you to become overweight. So the ancients knew that if the liver was sick, the body does not release fat. Science has discovered that a fatty liver is going to store more fat in the body and sabotage your efforts to lose weight. Therefore, milk thistle herb was used to restore proper function of the liver. Digestion was also addressed in the ancient kingdoms with medicinal herbs. The proper metabolism was required. So food kind of is known to help balance metabolism. And they would use fennel seed, peppermint, cayenne, and ginger. Now, some of these herbs were added to the foods, but they were actually there to prevent disease as well as to improve flavor. Now, for instance, in ancient Rome, fennel was added to flavor the saltwater fish, and it also improved digestion. So it improved the color of fish, that made the flesh of the fish look whiter, it tenderized it, and it also removed that fishy smell. So we're going to take a closer look at this fennel herb just to see what else it can do for us. Now, it is native. Fennel is native to Italy. It's one of the most cultivated plants. Now, this herb is often used to address excessive gas and bloating in the digestive tract. Now, mothers will give fennel liquid to infants to address colic. And fennel is high in nutrition like thiamine, selenium, protein, phosphorus, magnesium, and calcium. It's also high in healthy fat, which helps the body to remove unhealthy fats. However, fennel is more has more medicinal power than the plant is typically known for. So fennel acts as an anti-inflammatory, has antimicrobial properties, and is an antispasmodic and a diuretic, and has a carminative effect, which means it can depress the appetite so you can avoid overeating. So how does it do all that? Well, the oils in the fennel seed stimulate digestive enzymes and the mucous membrane of the intestine. It also stimulates the pancreas to produce more secretions to speed the digestive process, and food doesn't sit in the colon putrefying and creating toxins. So toxins can give disease like cancer a foothold, so fennel's going to help you avoid that. However, fennel will encourage also the growth of healthy digestive bacteria. So it tones down the appetite while it boosts the metabolism. And recent research from Germany and India confirm that the ancients and herbalists have known about fennel, have known this for centuries. So the fennel seeds will be the most potent part of the plant due to the oil content. So if you're using the seed, you want to keep it as clean as you can and separate from any dirt or grass fibers to prevent contaminating the oils in the seeds. So you want to use the seeds, you want to grind up the fennel seeds, and as soon as possible you want to use it because the oils will start to diminish or even could turn rancid. Now, the strongest medicinal properties will be in the seed part of the plant and will have the longest shelf life, 10 years, if you make it into a tincture. So if you got your precious fennel seeds and you want to grind them up, you can preserve them longer if you make them into a tincture. And if you want to learn how to do that, I wrote about that in the Power Herbs book. And it's a PDF download. Well, we send it to you in an email, and you download it to your computer, and it's just $14.99, $14 on the powerherbs.com website, and you'll learn all about that. Okay, so we're going to empower you with the right tools. So this year, you know, your weight loss plan is going to be a huge success. We're just going to claim that, as we are, and because you're going to have the right mindset, you're going to have a plan. You're going to execute this lifestyle plan. Okay, it's not a diet. It's not temporary. This is a permanent thing. You're going to incorporate just like you do when you get up and brush your teeth in the morning. It's just going to be part of you. So you can utilize some herbs to help increase your success and speed the results along. Now, I have a list of a few tools that I tend to use to maintain my weight. And, you know, in addition to the healthy eating and the regular exercise, if I want to lose weight or maintain it, I have a few tips for you. I'll do my bowel cleansing at least twice a year, if not more often. You could do it as often as every 3 months if you want, but at least get a bowel cleanse in twice a year. This opens up the elimination channels and keeps the food from, you know, causing toxins in the colon and making you sick. So bowel cleansing removes more toxins, also jump starts that weight loss plan, because a lot of people say, I lost 10 pounds just doing a bowel cleanse. I also use milk thistle. I want to avoid the fatty liver disease and unwanted fat storage. So I don't want my body storing more fat than it really needs. So, you know, do your liver a favor and use some milk thistle, because it has antioxidants that the liver just loves, and it replaces sick and dying cells of the liver with healthy new ones. Fennel seed, of course, I use that. I want to avoid overeating and all those digestive problems like gas and bloating. And we do use the Body Foundation food mix, which is really rich in chlorophyll and lots of nutrients, to eat lighter, not feel so hungry. Hey, we got to take a break, but I got more tips on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Everybody's high on consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. She's gone. Oh, I
place and she's gone.
And she's gone.
Oh, what went wrong?
Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. I'm warm as a toothbrush hanging in the stand. My face ain't looking any younger.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about your successful weight loss plan that you are going to do, and it's going to be a wonderful lifestyle change, and it's going to be one of those permanent things that you can't live without. Well, right before the break, I was telling you some of the little tricks that I use. I was talking about the Body Foundation food mix at the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. Of course, it's a vitamin, mineral, plant, protein, all organic food mix. You just add a juice or a smoothie. But it does help you feel full so you can eat lighter. So if your goal is to, you know, jumpstart that plan to eat lighter and less calories, this is going to help you do it. Plus, it's going to fortify the system so you don't feel weak or like you're neglecting yourself. I also like to tap into some American ginseng, and this is an athlete's secret. They use ginseng all over the world, all the countries, all the athletes, all the Olympians use it. It gives them more energy and endurance, so you can use this too, and it makes the workouts a little easier. And also, I would also eat an apple a day, because if you eat an apple each day, the fiber is good for you, of course, the nutrition in the apple, but it also helps you lose 10 pounds over the course of 1 year. So just simply adding an apple to the lifestyle is every day is just an awesome thing to tap into. Now, there are some folks that, you know, if they suffer from anxiety or depression, sometimes they will eat more food or eat more of the comfort foods to make them feel better when they're upset. So if you tend to experience anxiety or depression, now you can use some herbs to lighten this burden without the risk of side effects. And, of course, I mentioned earlier, I like to use valerian root for that. It releases the nervous system tension, and it calms you down without being sedated. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs do make a top-quality valerian root tincture, which works better than pills. So if you've tried valerian root pills and you didn't feel any effect, then you'll probably like the tincture, the liquid part. It's just really awesome. And if you're a smoker and you want to quit smoking, if you quit smoking, you're going to eat more and gain your weight back. Well, then use that smoker helper and use your Body Foundation food mix, and you can get over that hump too. Okay, so after you've climbed this mountain, after you've successfully scaled the weight loss mountain and you are victorious, you reach the top, you certainly don't want to backslide down into some old habits and regain any of that weight again. So you want to continue to use your fennel seed tincture, your body food mix, and your system organ cleanses to remove more, you know, waste materials and toxins. And if diabetes and heart high blood pressure is an issue for you, usually that's resolved when you have a successful weight loss program and a lifestyle change. So you'll have consistent, healthier new lifestyle, and those issues tend to not come back. However, if there is a persistent issue, if it's a little bit persnickety, you can use a combination of herbs. There is a heart cholesterol blood pressure formula that Apothecary Herbs have. They have a diabetes and a kidney cleanse product. So you have some options there. And if you're worried about the cancer, any cancer concerns, there is that dandelion root that the folks at Windsor University Medical School in Canada determined kills cancer cells and leaves healthy cells alone. So there is some dandelion root tincture, too. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. And you can layer in a little extra protection as with these herbs as you settle into your new lifestyle and reap the benefits of better health and increase your longevity. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for these certified organic herbs, 100% whole food herbal products, no GMO. No synthetic ingredients, so you can call them and order there or ask for a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., their international number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or just visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Like I said, you can expect 100% certified organic whole food products with no synthetic or GMO ingredients. That is just awesome. So you want to demand the best, so you can call now while supplies last. And of course, if you are a subscriber to one of their newsletters, which are absolutely free, you will get discount coupons to use towards your herbal products. So you can sign up under the newsletters tab at the powerherbs.com website. Of course, this is an email type of newsletter. It's not a hard copy. And you'll get free empowering health information, plus you'll get discount coupons that you can use towards your products. I think this week the subscribers are getting 15% off their orders, and so can you if you sign up and get started on that newsletter. Empower yourself, get some information, share it with your friends, and everybody's going to be healthier. Isn't that great? Obamacare, who cares, right? All right, let's talk about some foods that are going to strengthen the old ticker, the heart. A lot of economic news has people stressed out, people having heart attacks and strokes and this and that. So we're gonna be aware that, you know, heart disease is rampant, and we want to make sure that we strengthen our cardiovascular system. There's like 900,000 deaths every year in America alone due to some sort of cardiovascular failure. So that translates into a heart attack every 20 seconds, folks. And a death every 34 seconds, and 25,000 deaths a day. That's too many people dying. So let's strengthen the heart and avoid that, okay, if we can't. Let's talk about some of these stats a little bit, discriminating against the specific stats here. A study suggests that genes, lifestyle, stress can influence the cardiovascular experience, if you will. Women are catching up in the heart disease area to men, but men still suffer more heart attacks than women. But here's the thing. Women are having heart attacks 10 years earlier than they used to. So women are expanding on their category, too. So if you break down the male category, it looks like Hispanic males 30% less likely to die from heart disease compared to Caucasian men. However, heart disease is really the leading cause of death for Hispanic males. So more white men die of heart disease than Hispanics. African-American males, 40% more likely than Caucasian males to die of heart disease. And if you compare the white and the black males, the black male has a stroke 97% chance that he'll die compared to a white male. So African-American men, 34%, nearly 34% of them die from heart disease-related events. So, yeah, this is kind of shocking, these statistics, you know. I think it's unnecessary, especially when, you know, you can turn to lifestyle changes and some herbs to strengthen a system rather than make it weak and dependent on drugs. Let's look at some contributing factors, though. Heart disease, you know, is going to be a major fallout if you're a smoker. You're going to have heart disease if you smoke, according to statistics. Studies are suggesting if you smoke, you're going to develop arterial sclerosis faster because it's altering the lipids, creating more bad cholesterol in your body, which leaves, you know, the walls of your arteries and veins unprotected, and they lose that elasticity, get hard and rigid. So this causes chemical and cell dysfunction and prohibits the arteries from dilating. So smoke is going to deprive the heart muscle of vital oxygen by about 10%. And when you smoke, your body produces and releases more adrenaline, which reduces coronary artery flow. So smoking alters, also magnifies your angina pain, if you have that, interferes with obviously some medications you're probably on. So smokers do stimulate their liver to produce more fibrin protein in the blood, but that increases the likelihood of clots. So smoking's not very cool if you're worried about heart disease. All right, let's see. What are some of the side effects? Science researchers have noted that there's some interesting facts about heart disease patients. There are some side effects to heart disease. Like in white males, doctors have noticed that men develop what is called male pattern baldness. So they have more hair in their ear canals, and they develop a lot of ear surface hair, more hair on their earlobes. It's really kind of a weird, quirky thing that they notice if you have heart disease, you're going to have hair growing there. Men suffering from depression have a higher risk of developing heart disease and having a heart attack. And patients who ate beans 4 times a week have less severe heart disease by about almost 20%. So if you eat beans once a week, no difference. But if you eat beans 4 times a week, gonna help you out. 20% less likely to have heart disease. Let's also look at another food called olives. Olives are just awesome. There's some correlations, really interesting ones, that cut the risk of heart disease by 50%. So people in Greece, Italy, and Spain, and southern France have half as many people with heart disease than America. The research is pointing to their lifestyle or diet, and Americans are told, you know, to go on that low-fat diet thing, which cuts out the healthy fat that your system actually needs. So that's not good. But the Mediterranean lifestyle, the diets they have there, contain little saturated animal fat, and they get 3/4 monounsaturated fat, primarily from the olives that they consume and all the olive oil they use. So the residents of Crete, they actually drink olive oil by the glass, and it pushes up their fat calories by 40%. And they rarely have any heart disease. 38 people out of 10,000 in Crete have any problems with heart disease. So that oil helps also purge any gallstones from the gallbladder. Very important, because then the liver can purge more impurities to help balance cholesterol and body fat. See how that works? All right, there was a 7-country study done, and Dr. Keyes, Ansel Keyes, professor, University of Minnesota, he was looking at heart disease, a model. He was researching 7 countries back in 1957. So he tracked heart disease for about 20 years in the United States. It covered Finland and Italy, the Netherlands, Greece, Japan, Yugoslavia. And no surprise that the Western countries had 5 times more fatal heart diseases compared to Japan, which really at that time had the lowest of all 7 countries. So the people in Japan, they typically eat 9% of their calories in fat, and 3% of that is animal fat. And so we all know that the classic Japanese diet pretty much is disappearing as more traditional ancestry-type diets go by the wayside as more fast food chains move into Japan. So what does the traditional Japan diet contain? Well, according to Dr. Keyes, the average day in a Japanese diet would be 4 to 5 cups of rice, 5 to 8 ounces of fruit, 9 ounces of vegetables, 2 ounces of beans, and 2 ounces of meat, 3 to 4 ounces of fish, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 egg, and 2 teaspoons of sugar, and 1.5 teaspoons of soy sauce. So the men, they would also maybe have 15 ounces of alcohol like beer, and the women would have just a few ounces of beer. So there you have it. There's that low-fat, low-calorie diet with healthy fat, but not the bad kind of fat. So, you know, they didn't have a lot of animal meat in there compared to everything else. So the meat and high fish, fruit, vegetables, and rice all balanced to suit the metabolism of the Asian folks. So you can eliminate soy sauce to reduce the sodium intake if you don't want that. And the people of the Mediterranean have also a very low rates in heart disease and cancer using oily types of fats. Dr. Keyes called the olive the longevity food. He concluded that the high-fat diet was not a problem if they had very low animal fat and high olive oil type of fat. Harvard physicians favor the Mediterranean-style diet over restrictive American low-calorie diets. So, and that was all published by the Harvard School of Public Health, by the way, so you can check that out if you'd like. So what are some of the herbs that were really going to help strengthen the heart? Well, Garlic is a natural blood thinner and has some anti-clotting agents, which will take stress off the heart muscle as well as protect it from viruses and infection. So if you're looking at how much garlic, rule of thumb is usually 4 cloves a day are going to give that blood thinning, anti-clotting type of benefit. Hawthorn berries is also there to protect the heart muscle from damage should there be a lack of blood flow or oxygen. So red clover is excellent to detoxify the blood. It reduces fats, a little bit of cholesterol. Also, ginger root and habanero cayenne improve circulation and balance that blood pressure from head to foot and make sure that the small capillaries get blood flow. So that's important. So this is all an excellent way to actually go about strengthening the heart. Lifestyle change. Make sure you're getting that portions, reduce the animal fat portions, and make sure you get some healthy fats to balance that. And if you're interested, though, in an herbal formula that you could just, take to strengthen the cardio system, I like to use the heart and cholesterol blood pressure tincture that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. And it's on their website and in their catalog and very affordable, by the way. Also, let's look at some other things. Celtic sea salt is going to be real important because of the electrolyte balance and the electrical charge that the water and salt provide to the heart muscle. You want to make sure you use a sun-dried salt that has the mineral content to provide those electrolytes for that impulse, and you're going to find that in a sun-dried salt but not a processed salt. So you want to look for Celtic sea salt, and ocean salt is going to be preferred because it has almost identical chemistry to our cells, whereas mine salt is not typically going to be the same. So I like to use the Celtic sea salt. And you'll use a third less salt when you use that. You won't need so much of that. Also, you want to also try some herbs that contain salicin. It's anti-inflammatory components, also pain reliever, but this is also very effective for balancing out and getting rid of inflammation issues so circulation can get around the body as well to help all that out. If you're looking for the herbs that do that, we like meadow bark and willow sweet, and those are very good with the salicin content. Now, if you have an aspirin allergy, you want to be aware that salicin is what they make aspirin from. So you want to, FYI, use caution there. If you're looking for an anti-inflammatory and pain reliever that's 100% organic, non-GMO, with organic alcohol as a tincture, I love the tinctures because they're liquids and the delivery of the nutrition is fast. There's nothing wasted, and it preserves the medicinal components of the herb for a long, long time, the alcohol does. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com under pain relief. So they also have on their website, if you're interested, they do have a heart attack pack. So if seconds count and you're not in a close to an emergency room, that could get you some time. And we've had some folks have great success using that. And there's 5 formulas in this pack. It's a 1-pound carry case that you can portable. You can loop it through your belt or leave it in your desk at work, have it in your home. And when seconds counts, you can use these formulas to help restore blood flow. You can use them with CPR if necessary. So definitely people have used it to stave off a heart attack when symptoms started to show up. So you have tools and you have options. Educate yourself and do your homework. And if you need some assistance, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they will help you decide what it is that would be fit for you, the best fit for you. The phone number is 866-229-3663. Lots of information there on their website. But if you have questions or concerns, you can email or call 866-229-3663. And thepowerherbs.com is the website. And you may have noticed, if you've been on there, they have some new categories, or they've kind of reorganized some of the things to make it easier to find stuff. So if you're still having a trouble finding something, do let us know, and we'll assist you. All right, we have some time left. In a few minutes, we're going to touch on some of the minerals that are very important to health, and you don't want to get deficient in them. And with our day and age, with our foods and the soils being depleted, it's easier than you'd think to get depleted in a lot of these foods and minerals. And so we're going to talk about a bounty of minerals that you can tap into to improve health. Let's go ahead and touch on boron, for instance. Now, the average daily intake, according to recommended daily RDA, would be about 40 milligrams. Now, prior to 1981, boron was considered unimportant by medical science for health. Science, though, since then has studied it, and they found that boron is essential for normal growth, for your hormones, and healthy bones. So a study that was done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture found that within 8 days of receiving 3 milligrams of boron, postmenopausal women had reduced their loss of calcium and magnesium by 40%. So, however, science really hasn't been in any hurry to list any recommended daily allowances on boron. They kind of give you a general guideline of 40 milligrams. But you don't want to neglect boron. It is essential if you want to maintain a normal estrogen and testosterone level. And these days, people are having hormone problems. Well, if you get deficient in boron, you'll experience the following problems: trouble sleeping, insomnia, muscle cramps, bone pain, backaches, arthritis, fatigue, migraine, headaches, nervousness, fluid retention, depression, menopausal symptoms, PMS, and other menstrual problems. Now, some foods and herbs that are going to be high sources of boron are going to be sardines, salmon, dark leafy vegetables, sesame seeds, valerian root, we mentioned that earlier for anxiety and depression, white oak bark, kelp, nettle leaf, and thyme herb. So you've got some tools there. And boron is very important, so you don't want to neglect that. And so iodine's also on the list. Let's touch on that right before we end the show. RDA, 150 milligrams is what they most people get a little bit more. They get 250. So iodine might not seem important, but if you want your thyroid to be healthy and you want hormones to be balanced and get those to all the cells for energy, well, iodine is very important for that. So without that, your thyroid gland can swell up and get a goiter. So we have 200 million people worldwide with 6 thyroid glands, and a majority is because of lack of natural iodine. In 1924, it was reported that Michigan had 47% of the people with thyroid disease. They had goiters, and they were relying on iodine put into the salt instead of relying on natural iodine from food sources. So your body uses natural iodine to provide healthy hair, nails, skin, teeth, thyroid function, cell energy, and to help you burn unhealthy fat if you're trying to lose weight, and to support your neurotransmitters for healthy mental health. So you're going to find that in kelp, seafood, egg yolks, garlic, Celtic sea salt, and black walnut has the highest. Hey, I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.